RadioArchives.com presents FBI Justice, An Adventure of Dan Fowler by C.K.M. Scanlon, read by Paul Curtis. In the days of J. Edgar Hoover's Untouchables, one lawman took on the super criminals even Elliot Ness couldn't touch. Dan Fowler, G-Man. The greatest FBI special agent of his generation, Fowler operated nationwide, hunting down spies, kidnappers, counterfeiters, murderers, and other dire threats to law and order beyond the jurisdiction of local authorities. Assisted by the youthful agent Larry Kindle and brave Sally Vane, Dan Fowler crushed crime with an infallible combination of scientific criminology and punishing Tommy gun lead. And now, Dan Fowler's thrilling adventure, FBI Justice.
Chapter 1. Philadelphia. The great Brand department store stands on Market Street, not far from the Reading Terminal. 10 floors of busy activity serving 30,000 customers daily. It is one of a chain maintaining stores in 5 other cities. Oscar Brand, the 65-year-old president, stirred uncomfortably and frowned as his pretty secretary entered.
"It's a man named Capella, Mr. Brand," she said. He looks and talks like a gangster. He threatened to push in my kisser if I didn't let him talk to you."
"Capella," Oscar Brand said. "I don't know the man. If he raises a disturbance, we'll have to call the store detective."
"Nix," a voice from the doorway growled. "Just take it easy."
The secretary gasped, turned quickly.
"You mustn't come in here," she exclaimed.
The man in the doorway laughed. He was perhaps 5'10" and built heavily, with a thick neck supporting a round head, with thinning hair that was copiously sprinkled with hair tonic and carefully parted in the middle. He wore a grayish blue-striped suit with the jacketed belt in the back. His shoes were a light tan and his socks gaudily clocked. He was holding an expensive pearl-gray felt hat in front of his stomach, and he moved the hat just a bit to reveal a black, snub-nosed automatic.
"Okay, Smiley," he said, coming into the room, and another man followed him.
The man addressed as Smiley took an automatic from his pocket and called to someone in the outer office.
"Everything under control, Gimp. Don't let no one interrupt our conference."
Then Smiley kicked the door shut and turned to face the room, significantly hefting the weight of the automatic in the palm of his hand. He, too, was a big man like his chief. His lips were very thin, his eyes small and close-set. He gave the impression that he would like nothing better than to spatter Oscar Brand and his secretary with steel-jacketed slugs. Oscar Brand's face had gone white.
"What's the meaning of this?"
He reached for the phone on his desk, and the heavy-set chief stepped swiftly forward, brought down the barrel of his automatic on Brand's wrist. Brand winced, and his hand fell away. The heavy-set man then turned with the speed of a panther and struck the young secretary a backhanded blow in the chest with his left hand. The blow sent her staggering back into a chair, and she gasped with pain.
"I'm Capella," the heavy-set man announced. "You stay put, girlie, and nothing'll happen to you."
He turned and faced Oscar Brand.
"This ain't a hold-up, pal. It's just a friendly little talk, see? You act nice, and it'll stay friendly."
Brand was speechless with rage, but he eyed apprehensively the wicked-looking automatics in the hands of both men.
What do you want?"
Capella slid his gun into his hip pocket, sat down in the chair alongside the desk.
"I came to talk business, see? I'm taking over the rackets in this town. You've been paying 2 C-notes a week to Spud Klinker, right?"
Oscar Brand looked bewildered.
"Spud Klinker? I never heard of the name."
Capella guffawed. He twisted his neck and looked at the...